Let's go ahead. Thank you.
How do you feel about that at the halfway stage? Did you think you had them in a reasonable position, or was it a little too many?
No, certainly a reasonable position. We thought in and around par, maybe below par. I thought we had an okay day with the ball. Probably the best part of it was taking early wickets and having Australia 100 and whatever for five. And with an opportunity to continue to take wickets, which we didn't. But that wasn't the losing of the game. I think getting to that position was brilliant. You know, they're top heavy with their batting, all their experience and all the way it runs is right at the top. But you have to give credit to Marsh and Maxwell, who established a partnership and got things going for them.
And then was it the case that did Australia really grab the initiative in that power play? I mean, it's not... I can't remember the last time a team of yours was 20-odd after 10 overs with two wickets down.
Yeah, they were outstanding. They're incredibly accurate. They got the ball moving. They took every chance that came their way. And obviously Josh Hazlewood in particular has had a day out. But I can't remember an instance like that. I remember we were five down for eight runs at Adelaide once, 20 for five at Lords once, over the last 4 years. So it's not often that it happens. And I think you have to recognise very good bowling when it happens. And I think that was the case today.
Okay, thanks, Rory. Dean, please.
Hi, Owen. Look, I know that you've talked in the past about needing to take wickets up front and that being a kind of challenge for your team, and you've managed to do that today. And I know it's only one game, but was there a sense of missing the middle overs from Liam Plunkett, who has always found that knack of breaking partnerships, which obviously you weren't able to do with the Marsh and Maxwell partnership?
Yeah, he's obviously a fantastic player who's not been involved since the World Cup. But we feel at the moment that, you know, given the nature of the wicket, and you know, particularly when Adil hasn't bowled a lot, and we need one wicket to sort of get into their bowlers, that we were in a reasonable position.
Does it just kind of show how, no matter how kind of good you are, and the need for progress, the need to kind of keep finding people to take on these roles going forward?
Oh, absolutely. I think more so, you know, you look at the two sides bowling lineups, they're probably two of the best in the world alongside India. Two outstanding sides, and then sort of when you've had both sides that have played for so long as individuals of players, probably excluding Joff, there's naturally going to be guys that are sitting and waiting in the wings that need to play more games, so there's going to be a drop off in standard and skill level.
Cheers, Dean. John, please. I'll take one more for that.
How do you think Sam Billings played tonight?
Yeah, he played brilliantly. I thought him and Johnny did well to actually keep us in the game for so long, and with a genuine chance as well. I think obviously getting Johnny's wicket is quite a big wicket, and then on the back of that, Mo and Chris Wokes not really getting going, but we still have batters there that can contribute at a high strike rate. I think if we had taken that into the last 10 with, you know, either Moen established or Johnny still there, I think we're in a great position, the best possible position we could have been in given the circumstances before.
Sam's debut was 5 years ago. His chances have been fairly limited. Is it a difficult act for you as captain to juggle everyone's sort of frustrations and aspirations and so on?
It's certainly a challenge that I think we've become better at it, because we've identified series where there have been opportunities, even though they are extremely limited. And in the position that Sam bats, myself, Ben and Joss have played a lot of games over that period. So the opportunities that he has had have been top of the order, and then wherever the other opportunity has come. But I think today he's really stood out as, you know, in a position that's really difficult to bat. because you're thrown in all different circumstances and you're expected to start quite easy. So he's played really well.
Okay, last one, Rob, please.
Hi, Owen. Just wanted to talk about that first 10 overs, the intensity you normally talk about, putting pressure back on the bowlers. Just felt like it was really difficult to do that. I know you tried it a couple of times. Just talk through how difficult that was to do that and why you like to try and do that generally.
Yeah, you know, we like to do that because it sets the tone for our batting. And in you go back over the course of the last 4 years, the best time to bat has either been in the first 10 or the last 10, because they're the highest scoring areas. And particularly the first 10, if you can get on top of position early with only two men allowed outside of the inner ring, it's extremely challenging to play against. Guys like Rohit Sharma, like two guys, Warner and Finch, we have Ryan Bairstow, very commanding guys at the top. And that's the trend that has been set, because we were playing, building up to a home World Cup. Now that we're building to a World Cup in India, and the wicket played as we thought it would, with no sun being around, a bit slower, took a little bit of spin. And that's a really good practice for us, because it's our biggest area we need to improve on, is on slow wickets that turn.
Okay, thanks everyone. Have a good evening. Cheers. Thank you.